This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
As we continue the agritourism edition with the Kentucky Tourism Arts and Heritage Cabinet, an easy stop off Interstate 64 in Simpsonville takes us to Little Mount Lavender. Jason Woodleaf, who owns and operates Little Mount Lavender with his partner Jason Walker Woodleaf, said they founded the company in 2017 in Shelbyville.
Grew lavender, and we started with a few products. And really, I think our success is everything we added to that came from listening to our customers, and it just grew from 300 square feet to now we're in a 4,000, 5,000 square foot home.
Woodleaf says they initially planned to grow and sell lavender, but quickly saw the need to expand the scope of their products.
We started with lavender soaps and lotions. We've done everything from lavender colors. So
he says as Little Mount Lavender has grown, it has become a destination for neighbors and visitors.
This is a place where when people come to visit you, you want to bring them. We have great lunch options here, a great environment here for people just to hang out and relax. And then we have such a huge variety in the store.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Need a change of scenery? Check out Kentucky State Parks. With 45 parks to choose from, there are limitless options. Each park has its own unique features, landscape and resorts, restaurants, campgrounds, and some of the best golf courses around. Pick one that fits your lifestyle and your family. Explore Kentucky Parks. Enjoy fun outdoor adventure without the long lines of many destinations. Book now at parks.ky.gov.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Little Mount Lavender's Jason Woodleaf says they moved to the Simpsonville location for more space.
We were outgrowing and parking was difficult, and we had talked to somebody and we'd been here before, and we just said, hey, let's go check in it. And before we knew it, 60 days later, we were moving in.
He adds for the first time, they now have lavender growing next to the business.
With the help of the community, we planted this 800 or 900 plant field with nice wide rows of grass in between for walking, and we'll cut there. We'll also have picnics starting in a few weeks out here. This is going to be an amazing addition.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com, Apple, Google, and Spotify. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.